J.R. Smallwood, talking about Confederation. "Well, there you are, alone in that little polling booth, you and your conscience. The choice is clear. Responsible government as it had existed in 1933, or Confederation with Canada. You make a last-minute decision between the two forms of government. You know what responsible government was like in 1933. The depression, the destitution, the dole, and disease. You know all about TB and beriberi. You know all about the brown dole bread. I don't have to remind you of the suffering under responsible government as it existed in 1933. There may be a few youngsters around who don't remember anything about it, but you do. Even if you weren't on the dole or you didn't have anything to eat the dole bread yourselves, your neighbours did, and you know all about it. You ask yourself, will I mark this X for responsible government as it existed in 1933? And you say to yourself, yes, I'll do it. I'm no namby-pamby. I'm tough, I am. I took it before, and I can take it again. I've starved before, and I'm willing to starve again. I ate dole bread then, and I'm prepared to eat it now. I pulled in my belt in 1933 under responsible government, and I'm willing to pull it in again, and whatever they hand out to me. I'll vote for responsible government as it existed in 1933. And with that, before you change your mind, you take your pencil and mark that X. Then you fold up the ballot paper as they told you to do, and you take it outside into the polling booth, and you push it down through the slot into the ballot box. You give it a couple of taps to make sure that it's gone into the box, and so it can't be hooked out. You want to be sure that your ballot won't be hooked out by someone who's not prepared as you are to pull in the belt again. The deed is done. Yes, you've made your choice. You walk out of the polling station and you make your way down the road to your home. And as you go down the road, you meet a little boy or a little girl coming towards you. If you have a conscience at all, you'll stop and say, little girl or boy, I make an apology to you. I have just betrayed you. I have just voted for responsible government as it existed in 1933. The dole bread, TB and the beriberi. I was able to take it. I pulled in my belt. Now it's your turn. I don't see why you should get off any more than I did and the other children did in 1933. But all the same, I suppose, I should make my apology for condemning you in the polling booth today. Second referendum, July 22nd, 1948. Voting for Confederation, 78,323. Voting for responsible government as it existed in 1933, 71,334. 52.3% voting for Confederation. 47 0.66% voting against Confederation.